This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and we broadcast to great radio stations like the one you're listening to us on all across America, around the world too, via the internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, then a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. To the truckers out there, thanks for what you do. To all the first responders, the power company reps, the telephone company reps that have been sitting, waiting for the storm to pass, thank you very much for being there for us, because you're going to be a little busy here in a little while. And I'm sure they're going to be out there, because I got a report for you I got to get to here in a minute. But you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, the same way. Follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from the North Country, we have the man, the myth, the legend. It's none other than Ron Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Let's. Okay, boys and girls, thank you. Got things to do. There we go. All right, let's say the pledge to get rolling, because I got storm things I got to get into, too, here in a minute. Are you ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay. Elsa came. This location right now is, it's moved away from us where we're at, but exact location at 5 a.m., 28.5 north, 83.5 west, if you're tracking it on the map. That's about 50 miles south-southwest of Cedar Key, and that's about 70 miles west-northwest of Tampa, Florida. Now, it still is a tropical storm of significance, 65 miles an hour are the gusts, are the sustained winds with some higher gusts. Also, the present movement is north at 14 miles per hour, and the minimum central pressure has gone up to 1,004 millibars, and it is starting to weaken because it's interacted with land. Now, the conversation about this at the moment is it could have been a lot worse. But in the meantime, there are 6,000 customers without power. Duke Energy reports that. We've got about 3,000 people, 2,000 over in the Pinellas Park, St. Pete area, and then also about 1,000 people elsewhere in the Pinellas Park area. I've been told, or Clearwater area, sorry, that are without power right now, and that's coming from Duke Power. We heard Tico say that there were several hundred outages. That may have changed, but that's what we had the last time we checked. And most of the power appears to be out in Pinellas County in the area. Now, the Sunshine Skyway, which is the big question mark for everybody when it gets windy, is open. The winds are gusting this morning, 34 to 39 miles an hour. Now, the reason that we're still going to be getting winds here and rain, Ron, is because the tropical storm force winds extend outward 90 miles. It's 70 miles away from us. We've got probably another hour and a half or so where we're going to have some of those tropical force winds in our picture here.
Yeah, those things, those storms are pretty wide, so they affect a large area.
This got anyway, wider. This got wider as the night went on.
Yep. Yeah, mm-hmm. And as you know, the outer portions can affect great distances. That's why you guys are still getting some rain and winds of, as I think you said, 35 miles per hour. So
yeah,
and I think the way it's the present course looks like it'll end up looping around and heading up North Carolina
right.
And points north of there. So.
Going right up the East Coast, and it's going to go up. I was just talking to Chris Markowski a few minutes ago. It's coming up his way, but by the time it gets up there, it'll just merely be a rain event. Now, we've had a lot of these little, we call them Florida tornadoes. We've had a lot of these little tornado warnings jumping up all around the area here as this storm moves along. And we've even had one as recent as about maybe 30 to 45 minutes ago. All of a sudden, boom, there it is. You got rotation, and they sound the alert.
Yeah. Not a good situation. But the thing that kind of concerns me a little bit, they say that these things are happening earlier and earlier now, and this is one of the earliest of these type of events ever. They usually start happening towards the later part of the summer, but this kind of it's kind of early, isn't it?
Well, it's not kind of early, and it's not unusual, but it is unusual in that we've had five storms so far.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
I don't know. You know what they're trying to say the cause is, don't you?
Yeah, I know. And I'm not buying that yet because there are certain weather patterns, okay, out there, and the jet stream has a lot to do with it and all that stuff as to where the weather's going to go. And we actually have, get this, we have another low-pressure system in the southwestern part of the Gulf of Mexico, which is causing it to rain pretty well along the coast of Texas from Brownsville on up to about Corpus Christi, which, believe it or not, could drift across and could become another system. How do you like that?
Oh, boy.
All right, hold that thought. Okay, folks, when we come back, we're going to do an Edwards Notebook. We're going to get into some conversation here about some things that are going on. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha, God bless America. And welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch and this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. We'll tell you about them in a minute because right now you're going to hear an Edwards Notebook.
It's time for churchgoers and leaders to get real and stop playing Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the United States was formed upon basic principles that are written in the Bible. Despite certain worldwide practices such as slavery and Democrats murdering successful black Americans throughout our history, many succeeded, even within the same racist tendencies of Democrats, to systematically destroy black men, especially their character, via the media and other venues, including fake church ministers who preach emotional clap dance performances every single Sunday. Have you ever noticed in places like Detroit, Memphis, or other big cities, and some small ones too, how the physical and financial conditions around those churches don't improve, or in some cases get much worse? It's not because the Word of God is false, but rather the preachers are falsely interpreting the Word and principles of God to the people. Thus, the circle of poverty ensnares the minds of multiple generations of people who don't know nothing and got that mixed up. They don't figure out a better way to live. Yes, Jesus will set you free, but you won't find anything but a hard way to go in those fake, slap-happy churches. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
There you go, Ron Edwards. And by the way, hardly a week goes by that I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new vehicle at Moss Nissan. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, through the Midwest. And believe it or not, one father that drove all the way from Phoenix, Arizona, to get a car for his daughter and deliver it to where she was going to school at the University of Tampa. Now, that's because Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Remember, Moss Care, that's where you get free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. And you can't beat the selection of Moss Nissan either, with over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors, all the accessories you could dream of. And don't forget, trade-ins right now are worth a lot more than they were about 3-4 months ago. Suddenly, 21% additional value added to a trade-in. So, check them out, Moss Nissan. Get your car appraised. See what it's worth. You might have enough money to not only get a new one, but have some extra money, too, and maybe go take a vacation in your brand-new vehicle. All right, don't forget, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, and test drive the Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market today. And don't forget, you serve, you save, Moss Nissan. Active military, veterans, first responders, church pastors get a great deal on your vehicle. Moss Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura, side by side on Ford Avenue in Tampa. Online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them, the captain sent you. That'll save you some more money, too. All right, Ron Edwards is back with us. Good morning there, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Now, as promised, I got to say something here about Governor Cuomo in New York State, who's playing emperor right now, because he declared gun violence a statewide disaster emergency on Tuesday and rolled out a long list of accompanying measures aimed at cracking down on what he branded a new epidemic of shootings. Yeah, in New York City.
Yeah, there's a lot of gun violence happening in the Big Apple because of the policies of the mayor there.
De Blasio.
In the Big Apple, which is becoming pretty rotten right now.
He's a worthless dope, by the way. The guy's a worthless dope.
Yeah, he's a communist dope. Today he's issuing, well, he issued, rather, an executive order declaring a disaster emergency, and he's using the violence basically in the great city of New York to basically go after the rights of gun owners throughout the entire Empire State.
Yeah.
He said that these new plans, which include police departments across the state providing data on where shootings take place, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. They already know where the shootings are taking place.
You bet.
And he's also partnering with local businesses to create a summer jobs program for at-youth risk. Well, if you would lower the taxes there and do things like that, there would be plenty of jobs for young people in New York. And so he's probably using this to go after guns throughout the state. And as you mentioned in our conversation, I think the NRA and others are going after
the Second Amendment Association. They're going to sue him.
Yeah.
But the state. Yeah.
We'll see how far this goes, though, because there's a lot of liberals in the court system in there in New York, but this might have to go all the way to the Supreme Court.
You think?
Yeah, because he's on a mad mission. He's on a mad mission.
Well, this is
many Democrats.
Yeah, and this is the wrong thing to do because you got all the sportsmen up there, including people from downstate, I might add. It's not just about the people that are upstate, but the people downstate that bring their, and by the way, you could always tell someone from New York, and I hate to say this, but I'm going to anyway. You could always tell somebody from south of Poughkeepsie when they came up north into the Adirondacks to go deer hunting because they had their brand-new red jacket, their brand-new red cap, their brand-new shiny gun, their brand-new boots with them to go walking into the woods, and you knew damn well they were from downstate.
And they didn't know what they were doing, right?
Not at all. And you know what a sound shooter is?
No.
You hear something, oh, there's a deer, boom, boom, boom. That's a sound shooter. In the meantime, what did you actually shoot at?
Might have been a person.
That's right. That's right. You're right. All right. Well, voters don't seem to be very interested in whether Congress passed President Joe Biden's infrastructure bill, and most believe Republicans will be able to take back control of the Congress in next year's midterm elections. I am one of those people. I believe that.
I believe it, but voters need to be more interested. The reason why is because Republicans have a history, even when they're in the majority, not to fight hard enough against liberals who are doing their crazy stuff. So We cannot sit back on our laurels. You know, there's no laurels to sit on, basically.
Right.
We've got to push like never before and get conservatives back in Congress, not just Republicans, because we've already dealt with the hardship of just having Republicans in Congress in control, and we saw what happened then. So there needs to be a higher level of concern, in my opinion, so that they're more active in the type of Republicans that do take back the House.
Boy, and how. And I'm all in on that one, so we'll plan on doing that. How's that?
Amen.
Yeah, because we got to. This is all way too important. By the way, we need to be doing something right now this year, right now, about the school boards, about our local towns and municipalities. Get some candidates out there and get these clowns out of office that aren't doing anything.
Yeah, we have to compete with the Democrats. Democrats have been masterful in taking control of everything because they start at the bottom.
Yep.
They start with dog catcher. I mean, they're everywhere.
Yep.
They're like roaches, man. But we've got to become more active in the lower areas and gain more control and the delegates. And we have to get more conservative delegates, which influence the direction of the state parties as well.
Mm-hmm. By the way, a Democratic-controlled House panel is proposing no more funding, no more Border Patrol agents, no border barriers in a 2022 spending bill amid a reported 20-year high number of migrants crossing the U.S. border, a.k.a. illegals.
Well, that tells you right there what the Democrats think about this country. And I think it exposes fully, even to the most uninformed, the mission, the desires, and just the overall direction of the Democrats and what they want to do to this republic, which is basically destroy it. And they cannot deny it. They cannot deny it. If you listen to the comments of individuals from Maxine Waters and others.
Wait a minute. I want to hear the word, way out waters. There you go. Mm-hmm.
You know that these people do hate this republic. I don't get it, but they do. They're crazy. They're blessed. They have positions, and they run around saying they're oppressed. I would love to be as oppressed by the millions of dollars that Way Out Waters has and many others who run around talking about being oppressed. Mm-hmm. These people just, they need to be oppressed, really.
Yeah, say good morning to George the Godfather.
Yeah, hello, George.
Yep, and everybody in the chat room, we got a whole. You'll have to go in there and chat, conversate with them.
Yeah, I should jump over there. Yeah, hello, chat room members.
Yep.
Hello.
Yep. All right. I'll see you over there in the chat room, but I'll talk to you tomorrow morning again because you got a bonus today. And have yourself a great day, and don't take any wooden nickels.
It's always a great day, even though I'm in Michigan.
Thank you very much. Okay, Ron Edwards, and we look forward to talking to him again tomorrow here on the Radio. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams won the Democrat primary for New York City Mayor on Tuesday evening. Adams says he's a moderate Democrat and has promised to strike a balance between fighting crime and ending racism in the NYPD. New York City's first election using a ranked choice voting system ended in 135,000 test ballots being added to the election totals, putting earlier results into disarray. The Biden administration fell short of its goal to have 70% of all American adults receive at least one COVID-19 vaccination by July 4th. So on Tuesday, the administration announced a new plan to take vaccinations door-to-door to see your papers.
Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door-to-door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people.
The administration's goal is to boost vaccine participation. We are USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203. Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Mark Walters, for doing that for us here on the Radidio. And, by the way, you can catch his show, Armed American Radio, Sunday nights all across the country on many of these same radio stations you're listening to me on right now. Now, this portion of the program, for you folks here in Florida, you've got four Everglades Equipment Group stores within the sound of my voice, listening to me on my affiliates here in Florida. And I'll tell you what, Everglades Equipment Group, they are a John Deere dealer. But even better than that, they have reliable equipment, they have fair prices, and extraordinary service. And I'll add a fourth one in there, fantastic people. Because these people will go out of their way to do what it takes to get you content and happy, which is a hard thing to say. Now, I will tell you that my own personal experience has been with my neighbors that have been to Everglades Equipment Group. One of my neighbors bought a push mower, not self-propelled. Another one bought one that was self-propelled. Another one bought a sit-down mower and actually came over and mowed my lawn. What he got, he says, "Hey, Cap, I'm going to come over and mow your lawn. Look, I got a brand new mower." Fine. It loved it. And then one of my guys in my neighborhood got a leaf blower, and they also have bought potting soil and different things, aggregates that they've got over there for the bushes they planted, the flowers they planted, this, that, and the other, because they carry that line over there too. Got the tools that they needed to work in their garden or whatever it is they got going on, their flower beds. I'm telling you, they got it all going there. And go over and check out your local Everglades Equipment Group store. Again, reliable equipment, fair prices, extraordinary service, and great people too. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to be glad you did, because they got everything you need to have there. Now,
Let me briefly go over here to report what's going on. Now, the storm right now is closing in on Cedar Key. It's already passed us. This is now Tropical Storm Elsa. It's already passed us. It's 70 or 80 miles right now off the beaten path, if you will. And we are still going to be getting some tropical force winds for a while yet. Still going to get some back ends of the bands of rain, which has been sporadic, to say the least. Because the rain last night did kind of something kind of funny. It had one band that kind of stayed in the same place between US 27 and 301. And it just rained and rained and rained and rained and rained over there. In particular, eastern Hillsborough County. I dare say there's got to be a bunch of flooding over there. Now, we also know that there were a bunch of small tornadoes and tornado warnings that touched down all through the area over there east of us. And some of them were tracked up to the north in Sumter. Let's not Sumter. What was it up there? It was, Pasco County and Hernando County. But nothing, as far as I know, happened or came as a result of that. So all that being said, we dodged a bullet that could have been a lot worse, and that's a good thing. Now, I do know that Florida Power and Light is reporting approximately 3,000 people without power, 2,000 in the Pinellas County area, 1,000 over in Hillsborough County, and that was the last report I had there. And then I had a report there were several hundred TECO customers without power, but I've got a Duke Energy report that says some 6,000 customers are without power, too, and that's probably in Pinellas County, which is where Duke is the principal provider of power. And I do know that over in my area, they're without power. So they had some lines go down again or whatever. Now, the latest report I had that may have updated itself, I've got to check and see here. But the latest report I had was the Sunshine Skyway about 30 minutes ago. It was open. Winds were 34 miles an hour, gusting to 39. Those winds will go down probably as daylight comes. We'll see less wind. You are going to see some roads, streets with water in them, traditional low places. There are places around where tree limbs came down, landed on vehicles. Also, we have a house where a wire power line came down on a house in Tampa, started a fire in the roof. The fire department got there, put the fire out, and no one was hurt and avoided some really serious damage to the home, I might add, because they got there in record time. And kudos to the firefighters. Can't say enough about them, having been one for a number of years. And the other thing is traffic accidents. There were a few of them last night. People slipping and sliding, going off the road because they were out there driving around, going through water and probably too fast. A couple of cases where I heard one guy was in the median somewhere on I-75 because in the background you'll hear the radio cracking. That's the scanner that I'm listening to things on. Plus, I've got my amateur radio in front of me, too, so I can hear what the net's doing. All right, now let me go over here to the telephone line because I've got Brandon Rimes with me, the consumer quarterback. Mr. Brandon, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Captain.
You survived the storm?
Yes, sir. We made it.
Okay, well, I understand it wasn't really too bad up there in Tarpon. Were you one of them?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's a little bit, you know, just like a regular storm that we get. Hopefully the neighbors aren't getting hit too hard either.
Okay, well, Cedar Key is getting bombed right about now. They're getting the brunt of the storm there. And I'm watching some of the weather over off the Gulf. There's some really rough weather there at the moment. Now, properties, houses, still a hot commodity or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, inventory's low. Absorption rate is high. Yeah, properties are very difficult to come by. And there's multiple offers on a lot of different, you know, situations for people. And you got to be diligent when you're looking to buy or sell or invest. We do have a new relationship also that's bringing us off-market properties. So these would be cash deals. So if anybody's out there got cash or investors wanting to invest in real estate, we've got, you know, we're putting out about 5 or 6 of these a week. So really good opportunities off-market.
Let me tell you what I've noticed that's starting to sell that's getting very popular. Have you seen those 20-foot by 10-foot containers? Like, they look like a container, but they're making them into little houses?
Yeah, I've seen some of those. I have seen some of that up in
They're selling it. I know a person that makes them down there in Sarasota County. They're actually selling. And if somebody had a property or maybe even a trailer park, you could put those in there, and I'm telling you. And I know who else is doing it. Veterans. There's veterans communities that are popping up with those in them.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to, you know, repurpose some of the, those containers. I will, from some municipalities, from what I hear, some areas, some counties, is the code. You got to be careful about the code. Some counties and municipalities won't allow it based on code.
Oh, by the way, do you know where the world's most expensive nursing home is?
No.
The White House.
Okay. Yeah, right. That one seems more accurate than ever. It really does.
I'm going to have to forward this to you. Because it just got sent to me. I just got that. But anyway, going back to one other little thing here, your program that's out there is the Consumer Quarterback Show. You're heard on my flagship station afternoons from 4 to 5. And your website is consumerqb.com. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir. Consumerqb.com. We want to be a resource for people and help them understand buying decisions around 40 to 50 different categories and consumer ideas, ways to help people save time and money and make them more of a consumer, informed consumer.
Okay, that all works for me. And today, because of the storm, and I got to do some more storm coverage stuff here, I'm going to let you go here in just about 30 seconds. But again, people want to get a hold of you. You got a phone number you want to give out?
Sure, yeah. Reach me at 813-750-0550. That's your hotline, 813-750-0550.
All right, my friend, I'll talk to you real soon.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. All right, Brandon Rimes, Consumer Quarterback, ConsumerQB.com, ConsumerQB.com. He can help you wherever you're at around the country.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Roger D. Shulman, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you very much, Roger P. And, of course, that's our legendary news director here at my flagship station. And everybody knows Roger P. Shulman. All righty. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Remember, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. By the way, look for that great big Uncle Sam out front, red, white, and blue with the American flag, too. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And they offer, unlike the big box stores, installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. You won't get that from a big box store. Now stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, you can also give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Don't forget their number, 941-922-2345. Tell them the captain sent you. That's 941-922-2345. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. They are absolutely the best at what they do. I personally put my name of endorsement on their business, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Well, let me get over here to tropical storm mode again for our listeners here in Florida. And this goes for you guys up there in Georgia, too, because you're not out of the woods up there in Valdosta, Georgia, by any means. This thing is coming your way, and you're going to feel the effects. Now, here's the 5 o'clock statement. Elsa moving northward almost parallel to the west coast of Florida. Heavy rains and gusty winds continue spreading inland across the western Florida peninsula. The location at 5 o'clock was 28.5 north, 83.5 west, for those of you tracking it on the map.
that was about 50 miles south-southwest of Cedar Key, and it was about 70 miles west-northwest of Tampa, Florida. Now, we're on the backside of it right now, so we should be getting the waves coming in over here on the Gulf side and whatnot, and we'll still get more rain, we'll still get more wind for a while anyway. Now, the maximum sustained winds right now are down to 65 miles an hour. It's moving north, straight north, at 14 miles per hour. And it's weakened. The barometric pressure, minimum central pressure, is 1,004 megabars. It's also 29.65 inches. Now, there's still going to be rough weather out there, and it's not going to be the kind of weather you're going to want to get in a boat. And I would suggest nobody go out and jump in the water either. I know some people will do that, but we're going to have some dangerous currents out there. I wouldn't be surprised if the riptide out there be a little stronger than normal. But the maximum sustained winds, the tropical force winds, go out 90 miles from the center, which means we're still feeling them here, and we will for a while. So probably through daylight anyway, not the place to be on the water at all, and I would certainly wait before I went that way. Now, I would also wait before I got out and went driving, unless you've actually got to go somewhere, maybe to the work or to your job or something like that, until it became daylight, to where you can actually see what's going on. We know we've got power lines down. We know we've got people without power. We know we've got some trees down. We know we've got some flooding in unusual places, and maybe some others that we don't know are so usual. For example, I've been hearing all night long that Eastern Hillsborough County, it rained and rained and rained and rained and rained, and that also included over there in Charlotte, down there in Charlotte, areas in DeSoto as well, county. So no surprise at all if there's standing water in different places where you might or might not expect to see it. Now, the tropical storm warning continues for our area and will until they say it's not valid anymore. I will say that everything south of Englewood, in terms of the surge warning anyway, and some other things have been dropped since the storm has gone by and is no longer affecting you directly. And, of course, the surge could be in the Tampa Bay area, 3 to 5 foot still. And Englewood, hard to say what happened there. I haven't heard anything yet. We're hearing 1 foot, perhaps, to the north, up there in Cedar Key, which, by the way, is currently getting smacked pretty good by this system. And it's going to be one of those days, folks, where about noontime, things will be a whole lot different than they are earlier. And let me see. Flip is chiming in. Okay, Mr. Flip, what do you want there? What's up? Flip is saying, nice and loots. Came to work. Roads in 275 are clear. Gusty winds. Okay. And again, the Sunshine Skyway is open, but we had a report that the winds were 34 to 39 miles an hour gusts out there on the bridge. So that's what we had at the moment. And, of course, if they were sustained up there 40 miles an hour like they were a couple times last night for a few hours, it might shut the bridge down. But it hasn't. Everything is open as far as I know right now. I've not heard of anything being shut down. And even the causeway, you'll be able to move along in a causeway. Now, again, hurricane conditions are expected today, especially during the morning, and to the north of us, up towards the Georgia line and up into Georgia as it makes its curve and goes that way towards South Carolina. You'll have tropical storm warnings, not hurricane. The hurricane watches and conditions will be dropped because we're back into tropical storm mode. And tropical storm conditions will continue across portions of southwest Florida the central part of Florida. They do have some storms that were moving towards Orlando a little while ago, so it's possible or they could be getting rain as we speak. But don't forget, we've also got these tornado watches and tornado warnings around, where we're going to get more of these Florida-style tornadoes popping around like we had last night. We had, I guess, three watches from the time I was on the radio last night that I was aware of that I put out there for the folks that came in here to the station. And the other thing is, we also have the Coast Guard, which nobody says much about. I'm not sure if they did anything last night. Every now and then somebody will get out there in a boat, get themselves in trouble, and the Coast Guard's got to go out and get them. But I did not hear anything along that line. But they're there. Your friends in the water are the Coast Guard, and they're there when you need them, believe me. Also, we're going to be looking today at where we go next with our military. Now, there's a report that Texas is using the military to build a wall in Texas. And I have no problem with that, because they said they were going to do that, and that's great. So there you go. And we'll see how that works out, because there's a Texas state senator that wants to take returning active duty military troops that are coming back to Texas and rotate them along the border to help out down there. And that's not a bad idea either when you stop and you think about it. So, again, we'll see what happens with all this. Texas is going to be the example. Personally, I'd like to see them build the wall in New Mexico and Arizona, finish it over there where it needed to be done. But I guess that's just not going to happen. And again, the noise that you hear over my shoulder, the talking, the chatter, is coming from my amateur radio, and there's a net going on, because while you were sleeping, the amateur radio guys were awake, monitoring the conditions, checking out roads, checking out highways, being the eyes and ears of some of the law enforcement agencies and the fire service, who normally, when it gets a certain wind speed, they don't go out because it's dangerous. All right, you hear the music, I hear the music. That means it's time for me to get on out of here. I think I'm going to go over to St. Pete and check out the breakfast table over there at the Village Inn on 4th Street. So, you guys have a great day. I'll see y'all tonight. God bless America.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.